listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and pornography is something that has really come to light a lot in the last few years. A lot of people are talking about it, admitting that they have problems with it, discussing it, and trying to find a way to heal and move forward. But a conversation, I think, that is often missing when we're talking about pornography is the effect it has on women. A lot of people think of pornography just as a man's problem. But in fact, a lot of women struggle with this addiction as well. Elizabeth Faust Johnson is in studio today, and she is very candidly sharing her story on an episode of His Grace. And first, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Why did you feel like this was a problem that really we needed to talk about women dealing with this problem as well?
Because when I first had that addiction when I was a star, when I was 11 years old, when I looked for help, I could find no articles or anything geared toward women. It was all toward men. And so it made me feel worse in my problem because of that, being a woman. So there wasn't anything for me, I felt.
For years, we've heard, you know, avoid pornography like the plague. But a lot of times when you're that young, you're exposed to it early on, you know, often at no fault of your own, and it just becomes a habitual problem. Is that kind of what happened to you as well?
Yes. Well, I had first stumbled upon it going through a family member's belongings. And it didn't take a turn for becoming an addiction until I discovered the internet. Because, I mean, the internet was still new at the time. So it's really hard these days with technology to stay away from that, because kids now, it's like their phones, the internet, there's so many avenues of...
It's everywhere. Yeah.
You can't really escape it as much. It's a lot harder to get out of it when...
Once you get in, yeah. Because sometimes you just can't escape it. It's just, it pops up on your screen, or you happen to see an ad or something, and it's hard to look away at moments.
Yeah, it's easily accessible, let's just say.
Yeah. Talk about how you kind of went through this path to recovery and the steps that you were able to take.
Well, first, I had never told anybody, like, growing up. Like, when I was going through it, through that period of time, I didn't tell anybody. The only person I decided to tell was God. And I remember it just started with sincere prayer, and I would study the scriptures and look for messages of hope, because I wasn't really finding anything out there for me geared toward women or even a young child, because it was usually like an adult problem or seen as that. But it's really, can't categorize it anymore. Women, children, it's everywhere. But it started with just sincere prayer and a lot of tears, I should say. But I slowly started to make progress and, like, less and less, doing less and less until, like, I felt free from it, where it wasn't a desire anymore or a temptation, really.
Is it something that, you know, we often hear men talk about how, you know, they're able to recover from it, but it's still a daily battle. It's something that you have to fight and work on every day to overcome. Is it like that for you as well?
You know, I think it's different for everybody, because for some reason when I broke free of it, it wasn't, it took time to recover and to, like, kind of cleanse from the damage that had been done, but I didn't feel tempted by it anymore. But I know some people still, it is a daily thing to try to, like, take off their mind. But I think it's different for everyone how it affects them later, to the level of temptation afterward.
Do you feel like you sharing your story as a woman has opened up the conversation for other women? And what's the response been to you?
Well, it's been positive. At first, I was a little afraid that I'd be looked at differently. But, like, because right now it's just because my friends and family, it was just kind of freeing. Some people just told me that it was just freeing somehow. Like, I guess because if it was me and I had heard that something like that when I was younger, or had a woman talk about it, it would have freed me a lot too. Because really, when you feel like you have a problem, you shouldn't even, first of all, it's a hard problem to begin with. But when it's geared toward just men, I think it's freeing to know that you have people to relate to. Mm-hmm. That's really important, to have someone to relate to.
Well, your bravery is something really impressive. Thank you so much for being so brave and sharing your story. And I'm sure it's broken down a lot of barriers and stereotypes for other women who are battling with the same problem. Talk about where your life is right now.
Well, just kind of normal, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I still have hardships and struggles, but the tools that I learned as a young girl overcoming this addiction are just the same tools I use now, like prayer, scriptures, just the same tools of turning to Jesus Christ to help me out of anything. If you help me out of that, you can help me out of anything. So I'm just married with my kids and, yeah, and day-to-day struggles, I guess. But
what do you hope someday that your children are able to take away from your story?
I hope they take away that no matter what you've done or what situation you find yourself in, that you can turn to Jesus Christ and he can help you out of anything. There's nothing he can't turn around.
That's a wonderful note to end on. And people can, of course, catch more of your story on your episode of His Grace. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.